BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The United States has, for the first time, imposed sanctions against four Israeli settlers who are accused of carrying out acts of violence against Palestinian civilians in the occupied West Bank. One of them is said to have instigated a riot in a Palestinian town that led to the death of a resident. Here's Tom Bateman.
Officials say the executive order mirrors sanctions imposed on those designated as terrorists, blocking them from engaging with the American financial system and also preventing financial donations to them from the US. The Israeli government said the sanctions were unnecessary, saying it already acts against lawbreakers, a claim which is not backed by the evidence on conviction rates for violence by Israelis in the West Bank. The announcement came just hours before President Biden travelled to Michigan, whose sizable Arab American community has voiced anger over his support for Israel.
President Volodymyr Zelensky has welcomed the European Union's approval of a €50 billion aid package for Ukraine, saying it sends a clear signal to Moscow. The Ukrainian president also said the move was a clear signal across the Atlantic that Europe was assuming its responsibilities. The apparent dig at the US comes as Congress is struggling to pass a bill to approve more funding for Ukraine. John Kirby, the US national security spokesman, said US assistance was still critical.
It's a financial aid package. It's not designed for security assistance. And it's certainly going to be welcome to the Ukrainian people, no question about it, because it'll help alleviate some of the financial strains that they're already under. But it's not a substitute for American leadership when it comes to security assistance.
The mother of a boy who killed four pupils at his high school in the US state of Michigan in 2021 has taken the stand at her involuntary manslaughter trial. Jennifer Crumbly and her husband James are the first parents of a school shooter to face felony charges in the US for the actions of their child. Here's Jessica McCallan.
Ethan Crumbly is serving a life sentence without parole for the killings he carried out when he was just 15 years old. Now his parents are on trial, accused of buying their son the handgun he used to carry out the shooting and for ignoring his mental health problems. During her testimony on Thursday, Jennifer Crumbly told the court that her husband had bought their son the gun as an early Christmas present and that it had been his responsibility to store it properly in their home. She said Ethan had been anxious about his schoolwork and his future, but had done nothing to make her think he needed professional help.
Local officials in Turkey say police have secured the release of seven workers held hostage by a gunman at the plant of an American multinational company near Istanbul. No one was injured and the gunman has been detained unharmed. World News from the BBC. A Tunisian court has sentenced the jailed opposition leader and fierce critic of President Kais Saied to a new three-year prison term. Rachid Ghannouchi is already serving a 15-month sentence on charges of incitement against police. His lawyer said the judge handed him the new sentence for receiving illegal financing for his Ennahda party. Mali is reported to have banned media companies from airing the television channel France 2 following its recent coverage of the security situation. The authorities appointed by the country's military rulers said the French channel was glorifying terrorism by contrasting the firepower of Islamist militant groups with that of the National Army. They also accused the channel of justifying the former French military presence in Mali. Police in Panama have found a Roman Catholic cardinal who'd been missing for 2 days. Cardinal José Luis Lacunza, who's 79, was found inside his car in the town of Boquete, an hour's drive from his home. Local media have reported he appeared to be disoriented but was in good health. The British Formula One driver Lewis Hamilton will leave Mercedes at the end of the current season to join Ferrari in 2025. Hamilton has won 6 of his 7 world titles driving for Mercedes. His name has become closely associated with the German team. More from Natalie Perks.
Mercedes is the team where Hamilton enjoyed his greatest success, but now he's ready for another chapter in his story, only this time in red. He's called leaving Mercedes one of the hardest decisions he's ever had to make and added, "The time is right for me to take this step and I'm excited to be taking on a new challenge." As the longest-serving Formula One team, Ferrari brings allure and romance. They haven't had a championship-winning driver since 2007, but this could be a marriage made in heaven.
BBC News.